Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. After weeks of being trapped in a shallow inlet on Vancouver Island, a killer whale calf is now free. And as Tim Weeks reports, that freedom came with a minimum of intervention.
Teams of experts with specialized equipment had been gathered around Little Espinosa Inlet, working on plans to rescue the two-year-old orca calf. It had been there ever since its mother became beached on a sandbar in shallow water and died. Attempts to lure the female calf to open water were unsuccessful, as were plans to capture it, place it in a sling, and carry it to open ocean. According to the Ahatisat First Nation, the calf, named Quisahayas, swam out on her own at 2:30 in the morning during high tide and under a clear sky. It says this morning, members of the rescue team watched from a distance as the orca swam from Little Espinosa Inlet into Esperanza Inlet proper. The hope is that Quisahayas is now in a position to reunite with its pod and that the other whales will hear her calls. Tim Weeks, CBC News, Vancouver.
An Indigenous community in southwestern Ontario is under a state of emergency. People in the Omgenong First Nation say toxic fumes are leaking from a chemical plant near Sarnia and poisoning the air. Michelle Song explains.
I was feeling nauseated.
Christine Rogers is one of several members of the Omgenong First Nation who say they fell sick last week. She was eventually hospitalized and treated for exposure to benzene, a harmful chemical which can cause cancer. Her office is just across the street from INEOS, a plastics plant which uses benzene. Preliminary data from an Ontario government air pollutant monitor in the community showed elevated levels of the chemical. Omgenong Chief Chris Plain spoke on the matter last week.
Until this is fixed, we want the facility closed, period.
The plant shut down over the weekend. It said to address mechanical issues. INEOS is facing several orders from Ontario's government in relation to the toxic emissions. The company has not responded to CBC's latest request for comment. Michelle Song, CBC News, Toronto.
Politicians and First Nation leaders are calling for change to Air Canada's policies and its culture. The calls come following a controversial incident this week with the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations. Cameron McIntosh has the details.
To the gate, we made it onto the plane.
A quick flight, Montreal-Fredericton. When she flies, National Chief Cindy Woodhouse-Nipanak takes her ceremonial headdress as a carry-on. It's never been a problem before.
They wanted to put it down below and of course, it's got cultural significance to me. And, you know, in that point, I was kind of stunned.
She says after a heated exchange, she kept the headdress on her lap. The case protecting it was stowed below, an experience she calls culturally insensitive.
I think they also need to develop a protocol for First Nations.
In a statement, Air Canada apologized. The plane, a turboprop-driven Dash 8, has limited cabin space. The Prime Minister calling the situation unfortunate.
Obviously, it's unacceptable.
Air Canada has promised to follow up. Cameron McIntosh, CBC News, Winnipeg.
This is the largest security assistance package that we've committed to date.
The U.S. is sending $6 billion worth of weapons to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it includes critical parts for air defense systems as well as ammunition. The weapons were procured after Congress passed a $61 billion foreign aid bill earlier this week. Kyiv says it desperately needs the weapons to beat back Russia's growing advantage on the battlefield. In the UK, King Charles will return to public duties next week after nearly 3 months of cancer treatment. Buckingham Palace announced the news today. Charles took a break from public appearances to focus on treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer. The palace didn't provide an update on the king's health, though it says that the medical team are very encouraged by the progress made so far. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.